Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room. An event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Explanation. life anew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be
dark this morning when I raised my head, stood at the window, darkness was my bane. Suddenly a sunbeam thrilled me to my weary heart, was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. Had to keep my love alive. Had to keep my love alive. Had to keep my love. And I, ever since I was a baby girl, wanted one thing most in this world, was to keep my love, keep it alive. Had to keep my love alive. Had to keep my love alive. Had to keep my love.
a whole lot more than money, need a whole lot to survive. Keep your love, keep it alive. Gotta keep my love alive. Gotta keep your love, keep your love alive. Gotta keep my love.
Thank you. row your boat gently down the street. Mary, 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 wife of golden dream. Mary, that's daddy. Mary, Mary, daddy. Mary, Mary.
Happy new times. A new year, a new time. We were guided into the show today by my good friend George Skirillis with Pure Imagination. You can find George at evzonemusic.com. And he was followed by Ndaye with a beautiful voice and a beautiful piece called Love Alive. Check her out at Ndaye Sings on Facebook. And bringing up the rear was an earth angel. My earth angel called Plunky, who brought us Forever in a Moment, one of my most favorite pieces of all times. Find him and all of his glory at plunky1.com. Welcome to the Play Experience, the playground of life, where we all are so dedicated to raise questions of life, to be curious, always, always curious. They call me Ombasa Sofira. I am and remain always one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all freedom, all peace, and always, always all love. We return to the playground in this moment fully engaged with all pistons fired up. Yes, indeed. Together right now, we choose to enter into this new year, this new time, this new space on the playground in prayer and contemplation of prosperity, abundance, of perfect health, peace, freedom, and joy. We welcome right now the Creator God into this space, this playground of life. We welcome the energy that produces purity, pure hearts, pure minds, pure spirits. We're no longer afraid of sharing the fullness of who we are, beauty, life, love. Yum. Yum fun. Yes, indeed. And in this prayer, we ask the angels to be with us and hold us. Now, as I do this, I speak to any energies right now that no longer serve my highest existence here on this earth, this playground. I speak to you to remove yourself right now and find expression elsewhere as you're no longer needed here. And any that tries to continue to remain, I still bless you and I still let you go. All those thoughts of lack and limitations and fear and pain, suffering, shame and blame, which is all very much energy, which everything is. I'm going to thank you right now for serving me so well, giving me the lessons and the blessings, the test and the pop quiz. Right now, because you are no longer needed on that job, I let you go now. Leave my mind, leave my feelings, leave my heart, leave my body, leave my cells, leave my DNA. You have your walking papers. Or you can swim. I don't really care how you move. You just have my permission. You have your papers. You can leave me now. Go into the abyss of love. From whence you came, return to the source of all things and source of all energies, to God, to the oneness of everything, because you are energy. And I contemplate that where I am, always God is. And I contemplate the idea that where God is, I am always. Yes, feels so good. I acknowledge in this moment that what is already present as good and God, it's always present. And that's my good, my supply, my abundance of love and perfect health, perfect joy. It's already here, all filled up and charged with limitless energies of love. Love, 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 love. New energy. Just waiting for expression. Yes, I give you my permission, new energy, to come inside my life right now. Yes, indeed. I allow you to emerge with me in this new time, full of new thoughts and new feelings about myself, who I am, and my reason for being. I give thanks for the choice to plant these new thoughts in a fertile and bountiful season of life. I am grateful beyond measure for this yet another opportunity to experience something new, to choose something new. We're going to take this moment to give thanks and share this prayer, expand this prayer. Thank you for sharing this moment with me on the playground of life. We'll be right back on the other side with new thoughts about new freedom, new love, as we continue to contemplate and pray. Be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
There are people in the world who make you feel that no matter how bad things are, you're going to make it. That though times are tough and the road looks rough, somehow you're going to reach your goal regardless of what you believe. That's what the 1-2 family is striving for. To be the voices that never say never and never tire of saying, you're going to make it. Join us, 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listen, and 1-2Academy.com. We believe in you.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me, Mombasa Sofira, with Life Relationships Intensives. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to mombasa.com/events. That's mombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
So many roads to choose before you reach your high. So many hills to climb. It's more than meets the eye. Where do you find those keys that unlock the mysteries of the treasures that you seek? It's for the strong, not weak.
such a gorgeous piece by my good friend and comrade again, George Skrillex. Again, you can find his beautiful music on evzonemusic.com. I breathe in and I breathe out the love, the healing. Yes, indeed. We were talking earlier about sharing about the release out of the cells, out of the DNA, giving permission, having this prayer, this year-long prayer, this continual prayer, continual, knowing that that is the way, that is what needs to happen, that is the desire, that is the call, to be able to fully express the Creator through who we are, knowing that there's nothing more important than this, our full expression of God. So now as we continue this prayer and we continue to give permission for new life, new energy to come inside us in this moment, as we emerge into this new time full of new thoughts, new feelings about ourselves and who we are, as we enter into this new season of life, as we continue to be grateful beyond measure for this yet another opportunity to experience something new, to choose, to decide, to have something new, to be committed and dedicated to this, what, this precious and rare moment, you know? Because this is one of these precious and rare moments that we used to keep at bay, you know? It's like, okay, we could only have it every so often. It's ever present right here, right now, in this new time, where everything is rare, right here, in this grateful moment that we have. Everything is rare. We're continuing to embrace the rareness, the different, the expansive opportunity for constant change, appreciating ourselves, for beginning to embrace inevitable change, the change that we can take to the bank, the change that is expendable and is very, very much something that we can spend and use, very valuable change, the change that we are beginning to look for and anticipate, contemplate, accept, the change that's going to happen anyway, whether we like it or not. But of course we love it, because we're appreciating ourselves now. We're appreciating ourselves for stepping into the rhythm with this change and allowing our lives to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes. By expanding the love in our hearts, expanding our awareness of the changes that life is offering to us in every given moment. Moment to moment. Moment to moment grace. Moment to moment love. Our prayer. We're thankful and grateful for this awareness that every time, every single time we breathe in, I get tickled from the inside out. Every time, I am grateful that every time we breathe in, we breathe in our God. We breathe in our source. And everything that we want to be, everything we want to do, everything we want to have, we breathe this in every single breath. Do you know what that really means? That means we are. If we breathe, if we're breathing it in, it's a part of the energy of the source and the soup of God, and we're breathing it in. That means, you know what it could only mean, you know. What it could only mean is that we are what we want in that energy of that everything is from our source. We are the breath of God, and when we breathe it in, we accept and we allow at that moment all of God's goodness, grace, and greatness to come inside us. And everything that could ever be made in this universe, anything that could ever be good in this universe, anything that we could ever desire in this universe is ours every time we breathe in. Now, when we breathe out, we have many choices. We can breathe out that which we want into the world for good measure, or we could breathe out the fears that we won't have it. We could breathe out, we could choose any which way but how. Love that. How we're going to accept, receive, and give. What are we giving back to the source and the universe about this, what we received? Are we giving back gratefulness? Are we giving back fear? Or are we giving back thoughts about lack and limitation? Oh no, but that can happen to me. I'm not worthy of that. As we breathe it in, you're always getting it. You're always receiving it. It's always there. That thought, that idea, that desire is the desire of God. It's the desire of Creator. It's the desire of Source. It's running through your veins. It's running through your DNA as the breath comes in. It's the same thing of healing happens in an instant. It's the same thing as our bodies are always renewing itself. It's when we go to sleep and get out the way, you know, when we're breathing, at that time we're healing. Anyissue.com. It's when we get up in the morning and we start repeating the same fears, thoughts, and all of those issues in the tissues that keeps that energy alive that we do not want. And as we released earlier, we did a little releasing earlier before the break, we can continue to bring ourselves back to that alignment every time we find ourselves moving away. It is a human experience to decide that we are going to have a fear of something. Sometimes that fear propels us into greatness. So can't it only be good? You know? Our life is here so we can see how to remember, how to have a love that's stronger than our fears. How to remember that grace and ease are really right here on our shoulders at all times, guiding and supporting us, lifting us up. That goodness and mercy is always tracking us down, always, always looking for us, always on the lookout. And all we have to do sometime is just stop and breathe and accept goodness and mercy as our lovers, as our friends. Yeah. Yes, indeed. So we breathe in God. We breathe in our source. And anything we want to be, do, and have. I mean, it's really as simple as that. And keeping that feeling of that, which is what we want to be, do, and have, right there, for full appreciation as ourselves. Loving this desire and loving ourselves as this desire. Take this moment right now to breathe in the I am of you. Breathe in the thought, the feeling, I am. And when you breathe out what you are. Breathe out love. That's the first thing you are. And send it out around the world. Send it out around this playground right now. And breathe in again. Breathe in, I am. And breathe out joy. Send it out. You can do it. Just breathe in again. Breathe in, I am peace. Now encircle this world. Encircle the whole world in the universe. Expand it out to the universe. And breathe in again. I am freedom. Breathe out freedom. Yes, indeed. Send it out, because it's not a gift unless you share it. Everything that you want, share it. Breathe in again. I am. Breathe out life. Yes, indeed. And this is a prayer of abundance. This is a prayer that you can keep with you and continue this prayer and expand this prayer as you grow and as you go and as you flow. You can continue this prayer and allow it to be your piece of peace. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to go further and extend myself on the playground right now, and I'll return to this spot, meet you right here. We can return here next week with bells on, and I have a surprise for you next week. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's a surprise. That's right. So I wish you the abundance of laughter, of love, of joy, and peace always. And always remember to play, passionately love, and appreciate who you are, whose you are, because you are a special part of this creation. And so I'm going to take you out with Just Cynthia and her beautiful piece, Justice and Truth. And you can find her at justcynthia.com. And you can also find her on Facebook. So I'm going to bless you. I'm going to leave you and love you and thank the Creator for you. Ombasa out. Much love.
Just too helpless when I find love. Just another foolish and forgiving soul. Oh, I'd give anything to know where the answer lies. First they tell you you should go for what you wanna. Then they turn
softly through my window, and I know.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.